Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Si lo que quieres es resolver el inglés y no solo dar clases año tras año, llama a Vaughan. Somos los únicos que te diremos la verdad, te marcaremos el camino.
Friends, welcome back. Welcome back to the Drive Time Show. It's Kyle Miller here for the third half hour, the final half hour of our Drive Time Show. La hora de conducir a casa, o donde sea, drive time. Ah, claro, por eso. Exactly. It's a popular time of day to be driving home. Drive safely. Drive safely if you are driving. But we're going to begin this half hour with today's common mistake.
I use glasses. I wear glasses.
Common mistakes.
I use glasses. No, I wear. That's right. Llevar puesto. Llevar puesto. Ah, que es una pista también. No, it's a hint for our Twitter translation today. Es una pista. It's a hint. Okay. The Twitter translation, se supone que lo llevas de esta forma. You're supposed... luego lo digo. I'll say it later. Okay. But our common mistake today, have you a car?
Tiene wrong.
Eso es. Lo siento, but it's wrong. I'm sorry. ¿Tienes coche? Do you have a car? Do you have a car? So you need the auxiliary verb in the question. ¿Él tiene una casa en España? Does he have a house in Spain? ¿Tenemos respuesta ya? Do we have an answer yet? ¿Tienen alguna noticia? Do they have any news? Do they have any news? ¿Tiene aire acondicionado? Does it have air conditioning? Does it have air conditioning? ¿Él no tiene amigos? So negative. Ooh, negative auxiliary. Doesn't he have any friends? ¿No tiene amigos? Doesn't he have any friends? ¿No tienen vergüenza? Don't they have any shame? Vergüenza. Shame. No tuvimos una reunión. Didn't we have a meeting? Hey, didn't we have a meeting? ¿Una reunión? ¿O algo? No. Didn't we have a meeting? All right, there you go. So please don't say, hadn't we a meet? No. Didn't we have? Right? Haven't they any shame? No. Don't they have any shame? Have you a car? No, do you have a car? Okay. All right. Well, it's time to move on. In fact, look back. Something we do every day, right, Tino? Todos los días, we look back in time. And let's go back and have a look at December 3rd, today in history. Today in history. everybody, today in history. History, 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 history. Well, the first text message was sent out on this day back in 1992. The first text message. En serio? Yeah. And it was actually a Canadian, a young 22-year-old Canadian test engineer. He sat down and typed out a very simple text message and sent it out over a Vodafone network to the phone of Richard Jarvis. The guy's name was Richard Jarvis, and since then, well, a lot of people haven't been able to stop texting. And the network used was actually Vodafone. Yeah, it was a Vodafone network, and the message was, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas. Now, texting, of course, is a staple, right? Es algo esencial, a staple. Remember, I talked about this yesterday. To be a staple is like algo básico, esencial, like rice is a staple of the Chinese diet or Asian food, a staple. So texting is a major staple of communication now, and by far the main use of a phone for many. Well, if you consider messaging services like WhatsApp to be texting, I mean, it is. It's another way of texting. Now, in 1993, Nokia became the first company to make GSM handsets capable of person-to-person texting, but it still didn't become very, very popular for several years. By 1995, people were only sending less than one text message per month by 1995. But things are different today. In 2010, the world sent over 6.1 trillion, that's trillion with a T, text messages, or roughly 193,000 text messages per second. And that's just SMS, not just the services inspired by it like WhatsApp or WeChat. I went to China and everybody uses one called WeChat, which is an alternative service. But there you go. Now, how about a few facts? Research shows that elementary school students who text, get this. Now, I don't know the definitive, I don't know the source here, but according to this source, elementary school students who send text messages are actually better at spelling than students who don't text. Now, I forget the source of this research, but that's kind of seems counterintuitive. Now, texting is so popular that among adults from 26 to 35, only one out of every 10 people would rather meet up face-to-face rather than send a text message. Now, the original Nokia phone beep, the original beep of the old Nokia phone was actually the Morse code for SMS. SMS. Um, 51% of women apparently want a text message instead of a physical card on special occasions. Tony Blair was the first prime minister to use text messaging to answer voters' questions. After him, his successor was David Cameron, who ended his messages with LOL. LOL, which he thought meant lots of love. But LOL, of course, means laugh out loud. Riéndose en voz alta. Cuando ves eso, LOL, which you see online a lot, it means laughing out loud. Riéndose en voz alta. Ah. Okay. Anyway, there you have it. A few facts, everybody, about text messages. And now, I mean, when was the last time you sent a text message, though? This information even is a bit old now because people, at least in Europe, don't send conventional text messages. They send WhatsApp messages. And I do find it funny how apps like WhatsApp become popular geographically. I don't know. I mean, according to kind of unknown reasons or for unknown reasons, at least to me. I mean, it's surprising how WhatsApp, for example, everybody in Europe uses WhatsApp. In Asia, people don't use WhatsApp. They use WeChat. In North America, people don't really use WhatsApp. They use Messenger. Tino uses Messenger. He doesn't use WhatsApp. He's the only person in Spain that doesn't use WhatsApp. He does his own thing. A su ritmo. Eso es. I like that though. You know, you do your own thing. Just because other people do it, that doesn't matter. I won. But yeah, my brother doesn't use any of those. He has a smartphone, but he writes to me over Skype. Skype for mobile. Well, at least it's on my mobile. I get these messages from him. I tell my brother, download WhatsApp. And he says, no me gusta. I don't like it. He says, I don't like it. So anyway, I'm not endorsing anything. Maybe we should make our own app. You know, why not? Why not, eh? Anyway, that was history. I think it's time to talk music. Yesterday on the show, I said I was going to talk about Pink Floyd and The Wall, but we didn't have time. We ran out of time, so let's have a look at this today. It's a classic song. Es un clásico, ¿no, Tino? Right. Now, I believe it's important to respect your teachers, but this song says, teachers, leave us kids or leave them kids alone, which is not grammatically correct. It should be leave those kids alone. But anyway, we'll talk about this line and this song right now in a section we call It's in the Music.
It's in the Music.
Here you go. We don't need no education. Maybe you do, because that's not grammatically correct. We don't need no. Double negative. Cuidado, Roger. Roger Waters. He wrote this song about his views on formal education, which were kind of built up during his time at the Cambridgeshire School for Boys. And he hated his summer grammar school teachers, and he felt they were more interested in keeping the kids quiet than teaching them. And the wall he talks about refers to the wall that he built around himself because he wasn't in touch with reality. The bricks in the wall were all events in his life, which caused him to build this wall around him, and his school teacher was another brick in the wall. Now the chorus you can hear right here. Yeah, this was sung by a group of school children from Islington, England. And it was chosen because it was close to the studio. So they brought in a bunch of kids, 23 kids from age 13 to 15. And then they overdubbed them 12 times. So they amplified, right? They record the kids and they record the kids again and they layered them, overdubbing, making it sound like there were many, many, like, you know, hundreds of kids, but they're really only 23. And of course, there was some controversy when it was revealed that the chorus was not paid. So the kids didn't get paid. Also, the teachers didn't agree that kids were singing an anti-school song either. And the chorus was given recording time in the studio in exchange for their contribution. The school received £1,000 and a platinum record. Now, the concept of this album was to explore the walls that people put up around themselves. Anytime something bad happened, we kind of withdraw further, putting up another brick in the wall. And for the stage show for this, this is Pink Floyd, of course, The Wall, 1979. And a giant wall was erected in front of the band using hidden hydraulic lifts as they played. And then, halfway through the show, the bricks would gradually be knocked down to reveal the band. Now, the line, "We don't need no education," like I said, is grammatically incorrect. It's a double negative, which really means we need education. So it could be commentary on the quality of public schools as well. Now, this was released in November of 1979. It became a number one hit, and the last number one hit of the 1970s. So here we go. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers, leave them kids alone. Now, it should be leave those, not them. So there are a lot of grammatical errors here. Hey, teachers, leave them kids alone. All in all, en todo, en general, it's just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers, leave those kids alone. Hey, teachers, leave those kids alone. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall. Wrong. Do it again. If you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding. How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat? You, yes, you, behind the bike sheds. Stand still. And that's the end of it. Teacher, leave those kids alone. There you go. So yeah, there you have it, folks. A classic song, Pink Floyd, The Wall, from the album Another Brick in the Wall, from 1979.
Paragraph of the Day.
All right, everybody, it's time for the paragraph of the day, day. That's right, our paragraph of the day. Well, we're going to read a short paragraph from our paragraph book. It goes like this. These are magic beans. Estos son judías mágicas. Yeah, if you plant them at in the right kind of soil, they'll produce more beans with a sweet flavor 10 times more delicious than sugar. For the moment, the only place on earth where these beans can grow is on the south face of the Himalayas, north of Kathmandu, at an altitude of over 14,000 feet. There's a special microclimate there because of the protection provided by the mountains. You can find orchids growing at that same altitude. Estos son judías mágicas. Yeah, these are magic beans. If you plant them, si las plantas, in the right kind of soil, el tipo de tierra apropiado, they'll produce more beans with a sweet flavor, 10 times more delicious than sugar. 10 veces más dulce que el azúcar. For the moment, the only place on earth where these beans can grow is on the south face of the Himalayas. Es la cara sur del Himalaya. Norte de Kathmandu, a una altitud de 14,000 pies. On the north side of Kathmandu, at an altitude of over 14,000 feet. Mm-hmm. There's a special microclimate there because of the protection provided by the mountains. Hay un microclima especial por la protección de las montañas. Yeah, because of the protection of the mountains. Puedes encontrar orquídeas a esa misma altitud. It's true, Tino. Orquídeas, orchids. You can find orchids growing at the same altitude. At the same altitude. There you go. So, I don't know if he's talking about stevia. stevia, as you say in Spanish, stevia. It could be agave. But no, agave is not a bean. But I have a... This is one of these topics that I get into. I go deep into talking about sweeteners. No sé por qué, ¿no, Tino? A veces hablo de... I talk about sweeteners sometimes. I start to talk about sugar. And things like that. And azúcar and aspartame. I don't like aspartame. I don't... I recognize it's very important to cut down on sugar. Right? Reducir el consumo del azúcar. However, the problem is a lot of the substitutes, I think, are just as bad for you. Aspartame, aspartamo, right? Aspartamo, you say, right, Tino? I think aspartame, aspartamo, claro. So you have you have these different products like stevia, agave nectar syrup. I don't know. The problem is they leave a little bit of a different taste, right? I have yet to find a sweetener that tastes the same as sugar. You know, if I drink something with stevia, I notice it tastes differently. It tastes different, I should say. Or aspartame. Like if you drink a Diet Coke, it tastes very different, right, Tino? Now Tino's drinking. What are you drinking, Tino? Light or is it zero? Zero. He drinks the zero. So what does zero have? Aspartame? Actually, aspartame is more common in North America. In Europe, I think you use more the saccharina. Is it saccharina? Saccharin? Aspartamo. Cuidado. But anyway, there are these alternatives, and I think with time, we will learn more about these things, and we'll realize which ones aren't good. And we'll probably realize that they're maybe a little bit worse for us than we know today. So maybe the best thing is simply the more natural things, right? And even within sugar, you know, you have different types of sugars, fructose, and now like they put in the Coke, you get Coke in the United States, you get fructose corn syrup, which tastes different from cane sugar, azúcar de caña, or azúcar de remolacha, right? Beet sugar, which is what they use, I think, in Coca-Cola in Spain, is mostly beet sugar derived from beets, remolacha. Whereas the fructose and the high fructose corn syrup is common in the United States and in Canada as well, especially because the governments there subsidize. Right, they offer financing, they offer tax incentives to corn producers. So the corn industry in North America is very strong. So the corn producers are incentivized to produce more and more corn, and they can produce sweet, high fructose corn syrup very economically. So because it's cheap, Coca-Cola says, "Hey, we'll buy that." And Pepsi, and not picking brands here, but the major companies will put it in food, and it appears in so many things. Right? But even there, if you go to Mexico, you can find the Coca-Cola made with cane sugar. And in the southern United States, like in Texas, you go to a gas station and you'll find American Coke and you'll find Mexican Coke. The Mexican Coke comes in a glass bottle. And people will pay extra to buy Mexican Coca-Cola because it tastes better. Because it's made with sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. So while the recipe for the Coca-Cola itself maybe is the same, but the sweetener is different, you get a very different flavor. Just as you get a different flavor when you use aspartame and it becomes Coca-Cola Light or Diet Coke or whatever you want to call it. Or the same with Pepsi. I'm not picking brands here. The same with Pepsi. We're almost out of time. Oh my gosh, I forgot to give the answer to the Twitter translation. Se supone que lo llevas de esta forma. You're supposed to wear it this way. Juan Antonio, you're supposed to carry it. You're right. I said llevar, but it was llevar in the sense of llevar puesto, right? So Juan, it's supposed that you. That's a common mistake. We'd say you are supposed to, not it's supposed that. Se supone que we would say you are supposed to wear it this way. And Sergio has the right answer. And brother Esponja, you're supposed to carry it. Let's go with wear. Wear it this way. So thank you, Raquel. Thanks for thanks Catalina as well. Maria, Julian, Jesus. Lots of people writing in. Lots of participation. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for participating. Thanks for listening. I'm out of time, but I'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the Drive Time Show. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
No todos pueden decir que llevan más de 40 años de experiencia formando a la mayor parte de los directivos, empresarios, trabajadores de este país. Presumimos, pero es que es cierto. Trabajamos con los mejores docentes. Tu profesor está aquí. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. En Vaughan buscamos soluciones. Vaughan & Company. Rentabilidad, dinamismo, resultados.